Hey guys, so in this video I'm going to share a dream that I had recently about Donald Trump and the upcoming election. This season that we're in right now is a crucial season. If you're a student of prophecy, you've probably heard of Dana Coverstone, who had a series of dreams. I think he had three dreams recently. Where he saw that the next few months, I think it was up till September, October, are going to be serious months in the US. And we know that if something serious happens in the US, then the rest of the world is probably going to, at the very least, experience the aftershocks of that, or maybe worse. So this is a season where much hangs in the balance. 2 Timothy 3 says, in the last days perilous times will come. And let's face it, in the West these days, we have gotten used to what I like to call a white picket fence Christianity. And there's been a real blessing to that. We've had peace, we've had prosperity. There hasn't been persecution of Christians by and large. And we have had the blessings of Christ, and that is such a blessed, awesome thing. But the Bible clearly says that in the last days, perilous times will come. You think about that word perilous, and it means dangerous. And we are coming to a time now where, because of the sins of men, and even sins in the church that have been unrepented of, we are now in a perilous time. This brings me to the dream I had recently of Donald Trump. If you know me, and I know Donald Trump is a figure that divides people. You're either for him or you're on the other side of the fence. And me personally, I have not been a fan of the man. Now I don't want to make this political, so I'm not going to go into this a lot. But I haven't been a fan of his behavior, a lot of his personal history. And yet we know that God loves all men. The Bible says the sun shines on the righteous and the wicked because God is gracious, and he wants all men to come to himself, and Donald Trump is no different. So I had this dream in the context of someone that was not a personal fan of him, but after praying about and asking God what is coming in the US, what time are we in? And what do we as Christians need to pray for? And anyway, so I had this dream. Keeping in mind, I'm not a personal fan of him, but as we know, God is not interested really in our opinions. The view of God is the important thing. What the Almighty knows to be true is what we hang on to, and then we discard those things that we see as wrong. We discard the things that he says are not important. So it's in that context I'll share now. In the dream, a fairly short dream, but I think significant, I was looking at a sea of red Republican supporters of Donald Trump, and it was like a sea of them. And as I looked, I was wondering whether there was enough time to win the next election, whether Donald Trump and the Republican Party, with his voters, whether there was enough time. Because obviously we know what has happened recently. We know the things that have not made Donald Trump or his presidency that popular. So I was wondering in the dream, is there enough time? And in the dream, I was thinking, is it a couple of months? So in the dream as well, as I was looking at the supporters, I went to sit down at a table, and Donald Trump, president, was sitting to my right. And when I realized that, I turned to him and he turned to me, and I prayed for him. And in the dream, it was a real serious, somber moment. He was serious and somber. And it was like the weight of the moment we both realized this was crucial in America. And so I prayed for him, and he closed his eyes, and it was like he was praying with me, or accepting that prayer and thankful for it. And I know that because when I finished praying for him, I hugged him, he hugged me, and it's like we both knew the seriousness of the time. Now, the funny thing is, in the dream, when I went away from him, I was kind of concerned about what people would think of me to a certain extent, because they know, if you're on my social media, you know I haven't been the biggest fan of Donald Trump. But I woke up and I realized, look, the election is in November. There's more than a couple of months to go, and God is revealing Donald Trump, the president, needs prayer. His presidency needs prayer. I believe from the dream, my interpretation is that God wants Donald Trump to stay in for his purposes. You know, if you look even at rulers in the Old Testament, some of them weren't the best of men, and yet God still had purposes that he wanted to do through those men. And no matter what, you may think Donald Trump is a great man, and that's your right, and maybe you are right. You know, sometimes appearances are deceiving. But that aside, God decides who is going to be in power for his own purposes. And we know that in America, like a lot of the West, there has been a flood of wickedness that has come in. Gay marriage, LGBT laws. Our society is starting to be rocked by lewdness, by crime, by things that 10 years ago were not a problem. And now, even the church sometimes that God loves and died for is being deceived and is going the way of the world. Things like abortion and those kind of things. Even the church is getting confused about what the will of God is. And so the dream was very clear, guys. We need to pray. No matter your personal views, set that aside. The Lord has said he needs prayer. I believe the dream was saying, yes, there is enough time, but his people must pray. We must pray for Donald Trump to be in, because not so much because of the man, but because God has purposes for him to stand, have a flag of righteousness for in the nation. And Donald Trump, love him or hate him, has stood for Christian laws, has called America to turn, to remember its amazing godly heritage, and again, stand by those things. So guys, this is a call to pray for the president. Another dream, just quickly. And before it, I was asking God, Lord, where is America? What state is it in? And in this dream, I was wondering what state America is in. Where are we? And whether it was salvageable, or whether it was too late for the US. And I saw a white pillar, the kind of white pillar you'd see at the US Capitol or the White House, and it was badly eaten away. It was like it was close to collapse, but it was still standing. And while still in the dream, I saw a phone and I saw the time 9/11. And we know the reference to 9/11 speaks about what happened in 2001 with the terrorist attacks. But the message was clear. America is in an emergency state. You call 9/11 when you're in trouble, when you're near death's door. America is near death's door, guys. Don't look at appearances. It is badly eaten away. The morality that is so indicative even here in Australia and other nations, we are being eaten away, and all the political policies and all the economic policies in the world is not going to, and all the military might, the one lesson the Old Testament tells us anything, if it does, and it does teach us many lessons, is that horses are a vain hope, the scripture says, in a day of battle. You cannot trust the mightiest of fortresses. It doesn't matter how strong America looks on the outside. It is in an emergency state. And if we do not pray, if we do not turn from our wicked ways, then God will allow judgment. If you don't believe that, look in the New Testament. Just quickly, look at the examples of Ananias and Sapphira, two people God loved. They fell under the judgment of God. Okay? America is in an emergency state, and we need to pray for her. God loves America. God loves all the Christians in America. God does not want to bring any destruction, any judgment, but he will if we go too far, because otherwise we will turn into Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? And there's only one fate that's fit for Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's destruction, lest it corrupt the whole world, and lest mankind destroy itself. And so, guys, America is in an emergency state. Pray for the US. And remember, guys, that if we don't take this time seriously now, I believe these next few months to wrap up are going to be decisive for the US. It's reaching a turning point now where if things don't change, it is going to, and nothing's going to be able to save it except the Lord Almighty. So, guys, bless you. Pray for this presidency. Whatever your personal views are, realize America is an emergency state, and now is the time to intercede. Now is the time to turn from our wicked ways, to cleanse our hearts, cleanse our hands, seek forgiveness with others, obey the word of God. It's no good hearing the word of God and not obeying it. We need to hear it, we need to know it, and we need to obey it. And we need to trust in the grace of Christ. God will be with his people in the days ahead, no matter what happens. But draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. He will draw near to us. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and yet are justified freely by his grace. This is not condemnation. God speaks grace and peace to his people. But we need to be found in the ark of Christ, even as he has grafted us into the vine of Christ. So bless you guys. Pray for America. Hopeful things, believable things, but let's have our minds girded. Let's be focused and serious in this time. God bless.